Welcome to the LFM podcast.
Hello and welcome. I'm Jan from the LFM, and today we'll explore a powerful song that includes both Irish history and themes of escape and hope, where this is a new name by U2. This song is not just a rock anthem. It has a cultural significance and represents Ireland's past and present. This song was written by U2 and released in 1987 as a part of the popular album The Joshua Tree. The song evokes a place free from divisions, where identity is not defined by location. It speaks of escape, resumption and unity, ideas faced in Ireland's history of conflict and migration. The instrumentals made by the Edge's signature guitar create a feeling of movement while presenting the theme of searching for a better place. The lyrics were inspired by a story that Bono heard about Belfast, Northern Ireland, where a person's religion and income were evident by the streets on which they lived. He contrasted this with the anonymity he felt when visiting Ethiopia, saying the guy in the song recognizes this contrast and thinks about a world where there aren't such divisions, a place where the cities have no name. To me, that's the way a great rock and roll concert should be, a place where everyone comes together. Maybe that's the dream of all art, to break down the barriers and the divisions between people and touch upon the thing that mattered the most to us all. Bono wrote the lyrics while on a humanitarian visit to Ethiopia with his wife, Ellie Helsen. He first wrote them down on an air sickness bag while singing in a village. To summarize, Where the Seas Have No Name is more than just a song. It's a message for freedom, imagining a world without divisions. Thank you for listening. Now you can listen and enjoy this piece of art.
LFM Podcast.